If it smells like the world, looks like the world, sounds like the world, tastes like the world, it's probably the world. A true believer is not from here anymore. And thinks different than the world, you know. The world system is all about stuff, material realm, natural realm, self, worship self. Self is on the throne, and the self don't even exist. That's what's the wildest part. The self don't even exist. It's like a dream world. The self is like an illusion or delusion. You're either one with Christ or you're not. And when you even if you're talking to a believer who hasn't done the inner work, they're still selfish to a degree. They don't care about God's will, it's their will, you know. If a person thinks like the world, acts and talks and speaks and lives and dwells and all their friends of the world, then something bad wrong. The world is an illusion. All the dreams and all the goals and all the stuff that the world throws out there to you, it's just an illusion. Now, when it comes to getting free, that's a different story. Paul said, if a man don't work, he don't eat. And so getting free from the system is a worthy, if you can get free in the flesh, you know, the natural, there's always something to do, you know, that you have to do. If you really think about your life, you got taxes, you got tags, you got titles, you got insurance, you got bills, power, water, tires. I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot of stuff going on. Repairs. Plumbing, electrical. There's a lot of stuff going on. Cleaning, mold, mildew, mowing, yard work. It's nonstop, you know. Clothes, washing, food, eating, meal prep. Never stops, but that's all right. Get you something to do in the 3D. Find something you enjoy doing and do it, you know. It's nonstop. Go to these corporations and they try to brainwash you into thinking like the world, you know. You have people around you that you rub shoulders with trying to pull you back into the world's thinking. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So the only way you're going to overcome is Christ in you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So that tells you self no longer exists. You're one with Christ. You're one with the body of Christ. So when you're out there acting independent, doing your own thing, it's an illusion. If you're trying to win souls, that's not of this world, right? why wouldn't a person who's saved want to win, see people get saved, whether it's children or neighbors or family? Or why wouldn't they want to see people get saved? If you got saved, why wouldn't you want other? Everything's a copy machine, right, down here. You got saved, you want other people to get saved. You got healthy, you want other people to get healthy. You got free, you want other people to get free. It's a copy machine. The devil's trying to make copy, and God's trying to make copies. The material realm, the natural realm, is the birthing realm. And it's spiritually, it's also a process that God uses the natural realm and the cycles to try to push you to the next level. I'm seeing all these people speed at 10 after 8 every morning, and I don't see any police anywhere. I don't see any policemen anywhere. What is a person thinking about all day long? If they're not thinking about Bible or truth or winning souls or rightly dividing the word, what are they thinking about? Stuff and money. I mean, it's all right to have a good hobby and stay busy, but there's this world called the AI flesh mind, the robot world. You're just running on a program because the culture told you to do it, the music, the TV, everybody told you to do it, and you're being brainwashed to think like the world system through their system, through the system, the music, the TV, and all. So if you don't cut the noise off, start to think for yourself, what's going on? You're becoming more of a AI robot follower of the system. If you really look at the deep thinkers in math and science and physics, they're still looking for the truth. They're going to be looking for the truth forever until they run to God. Run to Jesus, run to the Bible. They're all looking for the truth, but they can't find it. They can't find it. They're running around chasing their tail, like in a little circle loop, loop-de-loop circle. Well, if I just study this math equation, or if I just study this electron or quark or whatever, or wave function, if I just study this, I'll find the truth, instead of just opening the Bible up and believing what the Bible says. You know, it's really getting old. I really have no more patience with people, and people can put on a good act for a while, but the truth always comes out. You know, this queen bee syndrome has gotten out of hand, and it's actually tried to infiltrate the churches, and they try to flip reality upside down. And the queen bee worship me mindset is so stupid, it's not even funny. It's not even funny. it's a thing. It's hard to believe that it's a thing, but there are people out there that want to be worshiped, want you to worship them. And it blows your mind. And when you finally wake up to what the indoctrination is, you walk away and you say, I'm done. I'm completely done. I had enough of that fake reality indoctrination. Once you start to see what's going on, you're like, thanks for revealing it. I don't think so. See, I wouldn't want to be you, you know. Then it's very subtle. To pull you back to the world, they'll do anything. The hive mind will try anything to pull you back to the world system, but because of greater is he that is in you than he is in the world, you won't go back. You might stumble. You might get confused for a second because you're like, wait a minute. This is not what was presented, you know? It's kind of like a job. They pull you in with all the fancy talk, and then when you get in there, you realize it ain't what they said it was. This day and age, and I'm talking about the last 30, 40, 50, 60 years, you marry somebody and you marry her mama. You marry somebody, you marry the culture. You marry somebody, you marry the flesh, the world, the pride of life. If you marry somebody, you marry the culture lie, the bloodline lie. You're not marrying a person, you're marrying a program. They're not even self-aware. They don't even know what's going on around them. And then when you don't fall in line, the in-laws will attack you and call you crazy and try to get you locked up because you are not of the system. The system, you're not a system mindset. And you think it would get better over time, but they get worse. They get worse because the indoctrination is so ingrained in the thought process that they get worse. And it's like they become agents of the system. And they don't even know they're an agent. That's what's wild. They don't even know they're a part of it. They don't even know they became Agent Smith. They became Agent Smith and don't even know it. And it's scary. And you can't do anything about it because you would like to break them out of it. But you can't. It's so interwoven in their DNA now, in their spirit, soul, body, whatever. It's so interwoven in the way they function, their survival. People pleasing. Lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. Pleasers of men instead of pleasers of God. It's so interwoven. Only God himself could reach down and break them out of it. The patterns and the strongholds are so ingrained, if you get in their face and tell them, they still can't hear you. If you write it down on a chalkboard, put it in her face, they can't hear you. They can't see the forest for the trees. They're too close to the chalkboard to read the writing on the wall. God himself has to come down, his hands show up and write on the chalkboard. into the concrete, the wall, the sheetrock or whatever, God would have to come down and write on their sheetrock or their wall board or concrete wall or whatever they got, God would have to take his hand and scribble or scratch on the wall a sign to wake them up. And they still probably wouldn't turn. Even if God himself wrote it on the wall, they still couldn't see it. God can send a prophet, a priest, a king, a messenger, and they still can't hear it. It's sad.